This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
And that would be lovely Audrey in the house. And she is going to fill us with all kinds of fantastic information along with Ed Stoven.
That's right.
Big dog at SDORC. So what's kicking, kids? I know you wish you were at the desert.
Not a whole lot of enchilada.
I want to.
But you wish
ride.
You were at the desert.
I do wish I was at the desert.
It rained out there.
I have to.
Is it good in the rain?
Well, not when it's raining, but within a few hours.
It packs it.
Well, two things happen. One, the dust settles down, so there's no dust behind you. A whole gang of people can ride together. And the other is the dirt sticks together better, and your traction increases, and it goes from slippery to grippy.
Oh, yeah. This is the best time. And Glamis, you can get everywhere.
Oh, you know, I've never been to Glamis when the sand was really wet.
God, it's
perfect. Like a dream for me.
This is
absolutely
perfect. You want
to hear another dream, girl?
What?
You ever heard of a young lady by the name of Amy Lerner?
No, I can't say I have.
She raced a rear-wheel drive original 1982 Porsche 911 SC in the Dakar race.
Ooh.
I think she finished either, I think, second or third.
Wow.
Show with her.
An old Porsche.
You gotta get more on the microphone.
Blue and white, red, white, and blue. Beautiful Porsche.
Wow.
My mic not working.
A lot of spare parts.
Is it working?
No, it's working. You were just not.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm gonna do a show with her and Sue Mead, another automotive journalist that goes all over.
I know who Sue Mead is.
You know who Sue is?
I know who Sue Mead is.
Do you really?
Yes.
Yeah, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Just got her flying license.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, so what are we, so...
So we got a couple things we want to talk about today.
Okay, cool.
Out in the Imperial Sand Dunes Recreation Area, otherwise known as Glamis, the BLM wants to get a new ranger station, and they've been talking about it for about 5 years.
Yeah, it's definitely
And they're really making progress, finally. And I don't know if you knew that I'm vice chair of the advisory group to the BLM for the dunes. So we've been talking about it years ago, and it was when it was just an idea.
Okay, so let me be the devil's advocate.
Sure.
Why?
So have a ranger station there.
I seen it. Looks pretty nice.
So what it is, it's...
You're joking, right?
Well,
it's been the same one since, I think it was 1990 or 1989.
Well,
it's literally falling apart.
No,
have you ever been inside
what
of it?
Is,
no, I don't ever get in trouble. Okay.
What it is to... mobile homes,
right.
Bolted
but is it
together.
Physically falling apart?
Yes,
it has some problems.
It is physically.
Well, the stadium
apart.
Had problems, but we didn't need to knock it
well,
down.
That's a different thing. Yeah, I'm sad about that.
Don't even.
But
say
leave that alone.
Yeah,
they can really use a better ranger station. They got a new ranger station in the south, at the Buttercup area called Buttercup Ranger Station.
Yeah.
I had a tour of that. It's nice.
It's
you know,
a really
it's brick.
Nice station.
Well, then why wouldn't they just? I mean, we're paying for it. We pay for everything else.
I know. Well,
with
our passes
and our
I mean,
we
you're paying
for
all that stuff.
Yes.
It shouldn't even be up for discussion. You should
so
just
money's
be
coming
it.
From three places, if you want to know.
Okay.
One is it's going to come from our fees that we pay at the dunes. The other, it's going to come from Green Sticker Grant.
Okay.
And the third, federal allocation.
Yep.
Right? The federal government gives money to the BLM.
And that'll
to
probably
do stuff.
Come either the gas tax or federal gas tax or something like that.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
And I'm serious. It makes no difference to me whatsoever if it makes sense. I was just giving you a hard time.
No, go. It's good to play devil's advocate.
Because I've never been in that building. I've always been good. I've always never had to be arrested, never had to be taken in there.
I've never been arrested or had to have been taken in there either, but I tow my Jeep in behind my truck. So I only buy one dune pass for my truck, and I stop at the ranger station, have them come out, look that my Jeep is being towed on a trailer, and then they give me a tow-in pass that I tape in.
So then you know that building very well.
Yes. Every time I go to Glamis, I have to stop and get a tow-in pass. So
is it air-conditioned and heated?
No.
Oh, well, then there's a reason to upgrade.
Yeah. Yeah, they're half of it's a tent. It's literally one of those, like, event rental tents that you see that they're working out of. And then they've got a couple of sea containers where they store stuff. And then it's literally a 1980 modular that screwed together to another 1970 modular that was there.
It's probably going to cost them more to haul off that than there is to put the new one in.
Oh, no. We'll auction it off. Somebody can buy it and
take
it. It could
be a classic and put it in somebody's...
Can you really?
A raffle prize.
Why not? You know what? Somebody that lives out there in either Salton Sea or something, you could put it there as a display.
Land is cheap. Someone can buy it, tow it to their property, and have their own ranger station.
I love it.
So,
start collecting fees.
Neil Hamada justified it to us years ago, and he said that they have medical emergencies out there. People get hurt, and they get drugged into the ranger station before they can get into an ambulance and go. Sometimes it's like on a big weekend, the ambulance, it takes time, and it's out. So they have a place to put those people. They also have a place where they have people they've picked up for doing various illegal activities, and they need to hold them until somebody can take them down.
So they have no incarceration facility.
They don't have they were using the same room for both of those.
Yep.
They have a hole in the wall where a drunk guy who was arrested had kicked a hole in the wall. And you shouldn't have walls in a holding place that somebody can kick a hole in. So they have a lot of justifications. And one thing that I think is really cool and interesting in their proposal is that they want staff sleeping rooms. And that sounds weird. Like, what? And they want showers and stuff. So most of the time, the dunes are a quiet place. There's not that many people there. There's not that many staff. But a few weekends of the year, it turns into a city.
Christmas,
New Year, Thanksgiving, Halloween. President's Weekend. So there's a few times there's a lot of people. And it's far from where the staff live. It's 50 miles from El Centro. Yeah. And Neil lives in Hacumba, which is, I don't know, 70 or 80 miles. So when people are there for the big weekend, it's just convenient that they just stay there for the whole weekend.
I mean, how hard? So what's the budget?
Oh, I don't know. They haven't posted that.
As long as it's not $14 billion, then, you know. I mean, if it's a reasonable price. So what's the process? It just has to go through all this?
So it has to go through the NEPA process. Okay. NEPA stands for National Environmental Policy Act. Yep. And that's like a cookbook recipe for how you do stuff on public land.
Gotcha.
So it starts with scoping, which says, we want to do something. And they put it out for comment. And people comment and say, we want to do this.
Right.
Yep.
And so after scoping, they put together what they really want to do. And they bring it out as a draft. And that's what just happened last week. Gotcha. Is the draft for the plan came out. And it's only a couple of pages. It's a relief compared to the plan I'm looking at for Oceana Dunes, which is thousands of pages.
Yeah. Are they going to solar power?
They didn't mention solar.
They should. I mean, kind of.
Well, if they have one thing out there, they have a lot of sunshine.
Yeah, so they don't need a windmill. Just get plenty of panels on top. Because, I mean, if you know, all of that makes environmentally good sense today. All right, so now where do we go? How many years will it take to get this thing?
It's probably going to really open the door. Probably say maybe
three
to 5 years.
Yeah.
Wow. And they still have to design it.
Yeah, we've already gone through scoping, so they've done the design. They've come up with that aspect of it.
It's been a year.
Yeah, it's been about a year and a half since scoping.
So they're going to have to design it, and they're going to have to pass various government agencies, hoops, and Audrey knows about that more than anyone in Imperial County because putting on our poker run, she has to go to the health department and get a health permit.
Of course.
And the county get a county permit, and then the BLM get a BLM permit. So there's for putting a building up, there's a lot of permits to get. So there's a lot of hoops to jump through, and then they'll start doing it. And they got to line up the money. I don't think they have the money lined up. They know it's out there. They can get it, but they just need to figure out exactly how much to ask from whom. Yeah. And there's three places they're going to get money. They'll get it from grants, state parks, green sticker grants. They'll get it from the passes, and they'll get it from federal allocations.
Yeah.
How long would you have your job, Audrey, if I gave you a project that took a year?
That's all I'm going to say.
If I say, Audrey, tell me what it's going to cost to build this facility, and it took you a year to get me the proposal, might not be working for me.
Government moves slower than the commercial world.
But there's no reason for it to move slower.
I don't know. We keep
making these excuses. Oh, well,
I used to sit in your chair and go, why are they taking so long?
Yeah.
And when you get into the meetings with the people and you see what they're up against, you start going, yeah, I see why it takes a long time. And you got to start somewhere. And it could take 10 years from very beginning to the very end. Mm-hmm. And if you don't start, you don't finish.
Well, no. I got that, but
I used to hate agencies and hate agency staff and hate law enforcement. I hate it. I was a young guy. I wanted to ride my dirt bike. Just leave me alone.
Right.
And now I'm like, okay.
Now you're an old guy, and it's okay.
And like, you need this stuff. And I can appreciate the young guy. I've seen him. I see him out there. They don't want anything to do with. But you need all that stuff. Especially in the modern world.
Doesn't need to take that long. You know it, and I know it. They can process it. There's so many people working in the government, there's no reason. All right, hey, let's take a quick break right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's exactly where we're at. I had to know.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. If you're like me, very few routines look like they used to, including how we color our hair. Now, so many women proudly color their own hair, and the consensus is it's easier than you think. Thank you for sharing your beautiful salon quality results. We love that you love Madison Reed. Delivered to your door and starting at just $22, our ammonia-free hair color delivers gorgeous, shiny, multi-dimensional, healthy-looking results. And with the access to licensed colorists, you can color with total confidence every step of the way. Visit madison-reed.com, take our online quiz, and find your perfect shade, and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code BETTERWAY. That's code BETTERWAY. Experience the joy of freshly colored hair. It's a definite mood lifter.
Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Mike, you're late again.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Why not buy yourself a car?
Yeah, I would, but I just don't like dealing with car salesmen. They can be so pushy.
Not at Toyota Carlsbad. They're very relaxed, very friendly, and they make amazing deals.
Yeah, I don't mind walking.
Where are you going?
Toyota Carlsbad. If I leave now, I figure I can get there by the time they open tomorrow.
Walk into Toyota Carlsbad today for big savings on new and used Toyotas. See daily specials online at toyotacarlsbad.com.
Oh, what a feeling. Toyota Carlsbad.
How do you listen to The Answer San Diego?
I downloaded the free Answer San Diego app for iPhone and Android.
I like using the iHeartRadio app or going to iHeartRadio.com.
I love using my smart speaker. All I have to say is play The Answer San Diego, and there are easy setup instructions at theanswersandiego.com.
I listen by clicking Listen Live at theanswersandiego.com.
So there certainly are a lot of ways to listen to The Answer San Diego. But don't forget, you can always find us on FM 96.1 in North County and AM 1170 in San Diego. Streaming now at TheAnswerSanDiego.com and Radio.com.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer. This episode is brought to you by Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. If you broke down on the side of the road, you broke down on a construction site, you need to have your tire fixed and you can't leave the job site, give Wayne Miller Mobile Tire a call out in Santee, 619-596-2800.
Do you want to read that on air?
This is a meme that says that the forest was shrinking, but the trees kept voting for the axe. For the axe was clever and convinced the trees that because his handle was made of wood, he was one of them.
And there is a tree cut down.
Yep.
Think about it, folks. We're not getting political. We're here to make you think. Yep. And we're trying to build a ranger station with a jacuzzi and an airport. No,
it's not a jacuzzi. I just want...
Oh, that's a toilet.
No. Well, I was at Glamis last week, and as I told you guys, and the guy jumped his buggy at the swing set at the doubles, and
oh, is that what you find out happened?
He jumped a buggy. His white bike. I could show you the video of it. And he didn't land good when he came down, broke his back, got life flighted out of there.
Oh,
he's okay. He is okay. He is in the hospital in recovery. He had broken back, had to go in for surgery, and
he's probably now trying to figure out how to pay. By the way, that helicopter service you think, have you contacted them yet? Because
Reach Air Medical.
They wouldn't advertise on this show is crazy.
Oh, that's a good idea. No, I haven't reached out. I have a representative, Lisa, who does all of...
We'll talk to Lisa and say, we will cut you a deal.
Yeah.
And have them come on the show. We'll give them a whole hour to talk about, because the stories they have would curl your hair.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't even know if I want to hear
that. Yeah, I was going to say, well, you're going to be gone. You're going to go racing next weekend.
I'm going to be listening. I'm going to call in next
Do you have
weekend.
A radio in your helmet?
I got a cell phone in my pocket.
I'd be impressed.
That would be awesome.
If it was on TV when he goes over the hay bales and lands in the waters, because I talk crap about him. It worked. Look, he's wet.
I know. If we had a GoPro and a radio communicator.
Well, they just the GoPro is very controversial right now, just so you know, with racing. It's hugely controversial right now with racing because racers have been strapping them to their helmets for a long time now.
Oh yeah.
Right?
It's awesome.
Well, AMA just released their thing that if you are an AMA rider, you are not allowed to attach to the helmet, and it's considering
the thing about that.
Okay, but why is AMA saying that? What's
because
the
they own the rights to the
videographer.
The show, right? They own the show, and if you use your video of the show, you're
like on YouTube.
You can sell it or you can give it, and they want to have exclusive rights to the video.
Yeah, so there's a big
at
controversy
the club
going
I'm racing
on.
With next weekend.
No,
they're not as tight on that.
Do you normally run with a?
I've never even owned one. And God, if I'd owned a GoPro back in the day, I did some stuff, man. It would have been
You'd
some
be
great
a millionaire
viewing.
Today.
Well, yeah. I'd have a
well,
few.
Well, that's
views.
Interesting.
So
news.
The helmets are saying for the helmets to actually be
Well, to have a GoPro
and have
on
it,
your helmet.
You cannot have the GoPro because that's the thing that the racers have been doing. The number one
where
thing has
them?
Been attaching it to your helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
Your head stays
where
straight.
You, look,
and, you know, you do the chest one and it's vibrant all over the
but
place.
The helmet's
you put
the way
it on your
where
dirt
you look
bike
is where
and
it's looking.
Yeah, but where you look is where it's looking. Exactly. So that's what racers have been doing. Well, the helmet company just came out and said you cannot attach the GoPros to the helmet. It defies the DOT racing safety regulation, you know, whatever it is. So you cannot attach because the helmet people will not
a liability for them.
Yeah, but
because you've now attached onto the helmet, which is now what is it? Broken the structural
depends on how you put
the helmet.
I would say it depends on how you put it on. If you drill holes in the helmet
and put leg screws,
to secure the camera, that would definitely break the DOT. But if you super glued it, it'd be no different if you were to super glue a mohawk.
But still, there's a heavy metal hard thing on your head. So if you crash and hit that, it's... So Adam Cincirillo finished third last night. He's a factory Kawasaki guy. And they had, in one of his races, he had a GoPro on and they showed it. And I think the AMA owns the rights to the video.
And that was for the TV production last night.
Yeah. And they showed it, and I was like, oh, my God, that's so frightening. And I'm a motorcycle racer.
Oh, I know.
I race motocross. But those guys, the speed and what they're doing, I saw Bam Bam, Justin Barsha, just bump a guy.
I know.
They were on the gas hard. It was kind of frightening.
The whole night was a little on the frightening side.
I'm not.
And that was the first race of the season?
That was the third.
Third. Wow.
And the same stadium. They had three races in the stadium. Yeah. And get this, they're allowing spectators.
I noticed.
I think one-fourth the quantity. So there's a row, you know, there's space all around it.
I noticed groups. That. I thought that.
Which is cool.
Well, because now, personally, I like watching it on TV.
Oh yeah.
I think they do an awesome job covering
it. They
do
a better job on TV
than you'll ever see after. But you miss the pit parties. You miss.
I like just being there and hearing it
and smelling it. I know. I'm right there with you.
And waving and screaming.
But there are times when and sitting there with your feet up under your comforter, watching it on a big screen. Yeah, that's not too shabby.
It's fun.
Yeah, not too shabby.
So one of the upset things since Supercross started with this, since we're talking about it.
Is that who started the helmet thing?
Well, one of the questions for it, well, it's new this year. They basically said that you can't race AMA with a helmet cam on. But Supercross, you see every single one of the Supercross riders has one of those GoPros mounted on.
Aren't they AMA?
So what? No, they're
well,
not.
Well, it's Supercross. Both. AMA, the Supercross is both AMA and FIM.
Yeah, it's FIM, though, and that's the regulation that they follow.
FIM is the World Championship
sanctioning
body, and AMA is the American sanctioning body.
Gotcha.
They had to form an agreement, this was 15 years ago, that another organization started a racing group to go up against the AMA. The AMA had made some mistakes, and people were falling out of favor, so this other group got a deal with some of the best stadiums, and it was a real competition. And so they ended up kissing and making up. But the other group went to Europe and got the FIM involved and said, will you guys sanction our racing? So it started out with just like some guys in America, but they got the FIM involved. And now the AMA, from being the big kid on the block, was now looking up at the FIM.
Sure.
So they had to form a partnership. And so the AMA is giving away money every race, every season since then. They really screwed up on that, but it is a world championship Supercross.
Well, of course.
So, and then there's guys from all over the world. I don't know if you saw Jet Lawrence.
Yep.
The 16-year-old from Australia.
Can you believe that kid
going that fast?
Yeah.
Bumping around with all the established pros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it was insane. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Did you watch it last night? No, you were at Casino Inn.
No. Yeah.
Working.
I want to go to Casino Inn again.
It was so good.
Dave had suggested we try eating there, and boy, that was some good food.
It's if the weather's nice, there's a really nice patio, two of them actually, one under a tent and one under more of a kind of a canvas area. But no, food's off the charts, folks. And normally we don't like to talk about it because then all of a sudden the health department shows up. But on another note,
no problem. That place is clean and nice.
Oh yeah,
well staffed. Delicious
everybody
food,
had masks
wonderful
on.
Menu.
Yep. Everybody followed the social distancing.
And the help there is awesome. But you know, it was interesting. Joel Anderson got together, I don't know if you heard this, got together with two or three other of his supervisors. And they did, I don't know what they do in down at the courthouse or wherever he goes, but they've all banded up and made a statement that there'll be no closures without documented.
With scientific justification.
Correct.
For
making, in other words,
I saw his press release.
If
for
you
that.
Go to Casino Inn and that turns out to be a haven for COVID, they get shut down. Got it. Figured it out. Not a problem. But now Carlsbad just said, that's it. We're open. Everybody now is starting to open up.
Wow. I did
for indoor dining.
So, I missed it. But
so Joel in his first 2 weeks really did something for us.
Unbelievable.
The same Joel who was in this studio talking on our show, I don't know, a couple months ago.
Yep.
And by the way, I'm going to invite Brian Jones into a show. And I'm thinking around late February, after the bill introduction deadline passes, then we'll know what bills we're looking at.
Yep.
And Brian will have sponsored some bills.
Well,
co-sponsor some.
But let me make a slight suggestion. Why not have him in before they go to vote? That way, if there's anything the general public can do to send an email, and
so,
then have him there afterwards once they've whatever's passed and what didn't, and kind of do a recap. Just a thought.
No, that's good. Now, the legislature has a deadline in California for when bills can be introduced.
Mm-hmm.
So once that deadline comes, we know what the bills are. Then they go into what we call the sausage factory, where they go to the committees and they go through all this stuff to finally become a law. So once all the bills are turned in, then we'll know where we stand. And Brian can come in and he can
Correct.
Say, these are my bills that I'm sponsoring. These are the bills I'm co-sponsoring. And these are other bills of interest to me.
Either I support
or oppose. Mm-hmm. So we'll try to get him in studio for an hour. If not, maybe he can call in.
Oh, he can come in.
Yeah. Well, depending on his.
Tell him there's a four-wheel. Tell him there's a four-wheel drive hill right out behind the station, and he'll be right down.
We'll take him over to Miramar.
Yeah, we'll take. Tell him we have a secret off-road track if you'd like to try it out. He'll be here. No.
Anyway, I'll contact him.
Yeah.
And we'll work on that. That'll be fun. So.
All right. Well, that sounds good. All right. Well, just right at the break, let's go ahead and take it. When we come back, I'm sure you've got more to talk about right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Saving money is important. That's why The Answer San Diego offers a limited number of exclusive half-price gift certificates on products and services you need with great money-saving deals like this. Bring warmth and luxury into your home with a handmade area rug from Home Decor Fine Rugs for half price. Your home is your escape. It's the place where memories are made. Home Decor Fine Rugs wants to help you create a retreat that opens the door for countless opportunities for your family with a $1,000 gift certificate for just $500. With two locations to serve you, Marina Boulevard and Miramar Road, choosing the perfect rug to enhance your home's decor is now easier than ever with The Answer San Diego's half-price deal to Home Decor Fine Rugs. For this and more great deals, log on to theanswersandiego.com, keyword deals. Gift certificates are limited and going fast, so get yours today. Log on to theanswersandiego.com, keyword deals, or tap the Answer San Diego app.
Enter to win the parasitic mind. How infectious ideas are killing common sense by Gad Saad. It's abundantly clear that there's a war against truth. And if we don't win it, intellectual freedom will be a casualty. And we absolutely don't want that. The West's commitment to freedom, reason, and true liberalism has never been more seriously threatened than it is today by the stifling forces of political correctness. And in this book, you'll go in depth into the reasons why. So take action and enter now for your chance to win one of five copies of this book from The Answer San Diego at theanswersandiego.com. That's theanswersandiego.com. Two grand prize winners will receive a signed copy of the book, and three other winners will receive a free copy of the book. Strengthen your resolve and help us all return to reason. Visit theanswersandiego.com to join the VIP fan club.
The Answer San Diego, streaming now on iHeart.com and radio.com.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
And this is STORC Dirt Radio with Audrey Mason and Ed Stoven. And we've been talking a little bit about what's going on in and around the deserts and the county and what the park rangers are trying to accomplish as far as giving themselves a new facility after 30 years of a...
Yeah, 30 plus years.
30 plus years
of a mobile
no
ranger
air,
station.
No heat. no bedrooms.
An extension
no showers.
Cord, yeah.
You remember back in the day, remember those school rooms that they had?
Bungalows.
It was like just they brought it in and it was like one of those little...
They brought them in.
It's
on
like
a
construction office trailer. That's what they have. And it's literally everything's in the same room and it's the smallest thing. And
we saw comments on Facebook that were not pro putting up a new ranger station, like they're talking, and it's, I don't know.
Well, do they know what they're talking about? Like you said.
Well, that's a good point. Do they know what they're talking
about?
Have
they been to the facility?
And people came in and said, no, they should do this over in this other part of Glamis. They should make camping pads. They should move the trash cans. Well, that's outside of the scope of what we're talking about. We're just talking about a ranger station.
We're talking about a dilapidated building that's about to fall down.
And those other issues those people have, They can be addressed. In fact, they should contact SDRC and say, hey, what about this? Right. And then we know how to talk to the right people,
exactly.
and maybe we can make progress.
Well, ignorance is bliss, is all I can say.
I mean, people remember the old days with ATC 90s, and there's nothing around. And they'd park their truck, and they'd go riding, and they'd have a great time.
Right.
And unfortunately, those days are gone.
Long gone.
And there's a lot of people out there. And if we don't have law enforcement, there's going to be drunk people running into you, and there's just a lot of problems.
But let's give these guys and girls a facility that you would work in, because I guarantee you, all these negative people, take them down there in the middle of summer, put them in the building, shut the door, and see how they last for 15-20 minutes.
Here, you get a fan.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even give them a fan, because they don't have a fan. I wouldn't give them anything our Rangers don't have right now.
Yeah. It's
okay, so we're working on a project called Combined Use. There's two areas in Ocotillo Wells, on the north and the south, where it would be a big benefit to off-roaders if they could take an off-road vehicle along the side of the highway on the south side to get to the little store, the Ocotillo Wells RV Park store. Mm-hmm. And also people live out that way. So to be able to get to and from Ocotillo Wells, it would be nice if they could go along the road. And then on the north...
Kind of like a bike path.
Yeah.
But well, for off-road.
For off-road vehicles, exactly.
The thing is, the county defines a road as a certain distance from the center line. And that distance goes right up to the fences of the private property. So they, for years and years, they've written tickets to people riding dirt bikes and buggies along the side of that road. So we want to change its designation from what it is now, a normal road, to a combined use. And combined means adding off-road vehicles to street legal vehicles. So we want to do it on Split Mountain Road, and then we want to do it on the north on S-22. There's an area where it's hard to go from in the park up to Truckhaven Hills. It's hard to get there legally. There's a big hill you can climb, but it's hard, and a lot of vehicles simply can't do it. And if you go to the east, you go on private property, which, you know, we can't. On the west side, you can go up along the highway and you can get to Truckhaven Trail or what's called North Marina. It goes all the way to 86. And to go along, to get from the bottom to the top, you can't really go.
It's just a challenge.
You can't go around.
Right.
Like it's too steep on both sides. So the only way to really do it is go along the shoulder. So I'm going to be working on that one. So I've contacted the county supervisor who has that area in his district, and he's gone along with it. He said, yeah, I support what you're doing. So that's a step. And Tom is working on the other one, and the supervisor is Joel Anderson, and he's practically for sure.
Signing off.
He's like, fine. Yeah. So then our next step is we want Ocotillo Wells management to be on board, and then we have to take it to the California Highway Patrol, and they're going to work on it.
Well,
to sign off on it also.
Look at the 52, there's yes. bicycle lanes on both sides of the 52 wide enough for a side-by-side to go up and down. And it's asphalt.
You mean 56?
No, 52,
No, 52
right?
in Santee going up and over the Mission Trails.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Up and Santee. Over Mission Trails.
Yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
There
yeah.
not?
There's a wide enough for definitely a side-by-side.
So my point is, why can't you do it there? As long as it doesn't infringe on private
property. Well, especially
on
the SR-22. I mean, yeah. that's a full safety concern because it's not.
So is the one on 52. It's a safety concern because people were pedaling their little bicycles
right
with no protection whatsoever.
That's scary.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I would use that as an example.
There's a state statute that allows this.
Yeah.
It's Section 38026. I just have been reading it and sharing it. So I happen to, it's the only one I know right now.
I'm impressed.
And it explains the process. So, okay, I read it and you have to do these things. So we're doing the steps. And I think, I don't know, maybe within a year, we'll have it done.
That
Which
would
is
be
really
absolutely
exciting.
Fantastic. That's really
you know,
exciting.
Friend,
you know that we've been talking about Split Mountain Road doing this for. I've been on the board for 10 years. We've been talking about it with Off Road Coalition, San Diego Off Road
The government rolls.
I just
so well, now
I can't even
Joel
tell you
in,
having a county
out,
supervisor that is off road friendly.
Yeah, like he's going. Well, you have a problem. What seems to be the problem?
Yeah. No. Yes. It's what a relief.
So the statute allows up to 3 miles of combined use road. And so I went out to Split Mountain Road, and I measured from 78 to the first corner, you know, where you go, and it's 2.25 miles. So we can go from that whole stretch. Once you get to that turn, there's plenty of trails that where you can go near the
highway. I can't even tell you how many homeowners own property right there that drive over to Ocotillo Wells RV store just to go to the store and buy some lunch meat or, eggs or milk, or something along those lines. And they just jump in their side-by-side, their sand rail, and head on over and have gotten a ticket for it. Like,
you know, Mark Aquino, my friend, he got a ticket riding his KDX 200 up along the side there.
Wow.
So a lot of people have gotten tickets, and do the cops have something better to do than to sit there and write tickets for that? God, I hope so. I would like to see them doing actual law enforcement.
Well, they have been out like droves this weekend. Every little cubby hole I've seen a highway patrolman roll back and stuffed in.
Yeah, but are they actually pulling people over, or are they just sitting there in case an accident happens because of the rain?
There.
That's all I'm seeing, because I haven't seen anybody pulled over.
No, I've seen a couple people pulled over, but no, it's just they're
that
all
rare
over
case where you're obeying the speed limit and they didn't come and get you. Because Audrey liked to move.
I have no problem passing him at 85 miles an hour. They don't pull you over, you know?
Yeah, they go, well, there goes Audrey.
Oh yeah, she's on the radio. She's okay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's exactly.
Don't you know who I am?
So we work on legislation at SDRC. We have a lobbyist, and we look at bills that can affect off-road vehicle users. And there's one that we're sponsoring, AB 232. It's called reciprocity. And Audrey's been helping get some letters from some clubs in support of it.
Yeah.
And that is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that
our bills
takes time and effort. And it's not difficult. It's just like it takes time. And you just got to sit there and do it.
So Bob Hamm made this bill. We've talked about it a few times. Kind of really proud of this bill and what it can do, what it can show for us, for the legislators out there, because it has some money tied to it. It could bring us some income to the OHV fund, which means that it
really
gives them a little bit.
We really want these other states to change so we can go over there. That's really the bottom line of what we want this to do.
Yeah, but when they each have an income and they're receiving an income from it, do you really think that they're going to do that? Even though that was what we did it and formulated it for.
Well, if they're going to get more money from somebody coming from California to Nevada.
So basically right now, and you're in your off-highway vehicle, kind of like you paid your registration fee here in California. Right now, you can't take it over and go ride over in Arizona, Utah, or Nevada. They want you to pay a $25 to $35 fee. Each one's different. I think Arizona is $30. I just had
some
to pay
fee.
It.
Yeah, really.
Well, here's the fun part. What's the logic? What's the reason?
Ed explained it. It happened, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, where Arizona assemblyman heard that his constituents were being charged a fee to come over in California and go off-roading. Because where do they go off-roading?
And the dunes.
Yeah, specifically in
the
dunes.
It was specifically that Arizona people had to pay to go to the dunes.
Yep.
And he thought that it was just Arizona people. He didn't realize that it was also California people have to pay the same. Because it's a BLM.
And nobody sat down and explained this to him?
Well, maybe they tried. He did. I don't know. This happened before we knew about it. Like the law passed, and then what? That's the law now. So I mean, I don't follow Arizona legislative action
or Utah or Nevada very much.
It's a big country. I got enough.
Yeah.
On my plate.
Well, they
here.
Need an SDORC in those states to get.
Oh,
well,
they
do.
They have them.
Is there one? I want to know. I want to talk to those guys.
Yeah, they have different nonprofits that
go after them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know there's a big one in Colorado. Has a group that works hard. I don't know about these other states.
The thing of it is, this show is heard all over the world, believe it or not.
You can go on the internet and hear it.
Yeah,
the SDRC website. We have all the past shows on there.
You can download the free app. You can go to Spotify. You can go to iHeart. So my point is, what we should do is now go after, find somebody in Arizona that has the same horsepower you guys have got, get them on radio, have them call in and do an interview, and then tell them to take this show and send it to their constituents.
Yeah.
Because as well as I do, unless we start shaking trees and making noise, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, true.
So our goal with this law, and what it is those states will charge us to go over there. So we'll charge their state's people, their off-roaders that come to California, they're going to have to pay a fee. But only if their state doesn't recognize our registrations.
I don't think anybody should have to pay anything. It's just like car registration. If you want to drive to Arizona, you drive to Arizona.
It's exactly what we
exactly
think.
How we
and we're
think
hoping
it too.
This bill will cause those three states to change their rules so that everybody can use their registration. And so Utah, Arizona, and Nevada recently started off-road programs. They're relatively new. The California program is over 50 years old.
Yeah.
But these other states only a couple of years old. So they're sort of finding their way. Yeah.
Then they need our help.
Yeah. Well,
so we're going to help them.
California leads the way. We are the trailblazers when it comes to
sometimes
this.
That's good. Sometimes
a lot of them follow suit in regards to what we do.
Some of it's good.
So,
some of it's bad.
Exactly.
But I have said this a million times. Anything that the country wants to adopt, you start in California.
Yep.
And if you can get it through California by hook or crook, and it'll flow right across. 49 state cars. There was a time before you were born that you couldn't buy a car in California and take it to Nevada.
Why?
Because.
With the emissions?
Emissions.
Yeah, the 49 state cars.
Or the
cars.
Other way around. You couldn't buy a car in Arizona and bring it to San Diego and register it because it's not a California's legal car. And they did that for years.
Wow.
But then they got sued. And then auto manufacturers, because then all of a sudden all the cars that the manufacturers were making were the same as every car out there.
Huh.
But the states were still charged. I mean, it was terrible. Yeah. So
now all the other states have adopted the California stricter
emission
air
laws.
Pollution rules. And so now all the cars are interchangeable throughout the states.
And motorcycles are the same way. Every motorcycle's emissions, street legal bikes now.
Yeah.
Are the same anywhere in the continental United States.
Oh.
Same thing with side-by-side, same thing with...
See, I just learned something I didn't know that was actually a thing.
Yeah. Now, if you do an aftermarket buggy and you register it, it has to be smog legal. You know, so all they have to do, all the states, say, look, that vehicle, if you want to come to Nevada or you want to come to Utah, it just has to meet clean air regulations, which it would have to be almost anyway in California, right?
Well, green stickers, already do because they have to meet certain regulations.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But you said build a buggy. Uh-huh. So,
but if you build a buggy,
where
that's,
the engine came from, that's that
totally
clean stuff
different.
Has to keep.
Yeah.
But it has to have certificates. It has to have stickers. It has to have, if it doesn't have an ARB sticker on it, like if you buy a air cleaner system and it's not verified, well, then you can put it on, but you're just going to get a ticket. That's like running straight pipes.
Yeah.
Right, let's take a break. All right, folks, this is SDORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
At True Smile Dental, your smile is our top priority. Our team is dedicated to providing you with personalized care. As your dental professionals, we want you to be confident knowing that we are highly trained and skilled. From porcelain crowns to ceramic inlays, ceramic bridges, and ceramic crowns done in a day. Exams, teeth implants, tooth repair, and everything else you might consider. Call us at 619-449-8899 or find us at truesmiledental.com. Let us give you a smile.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, hoping you can join me for a 10-day Stand With Israel tour through the land of Israel, October 2021. Join us. Get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating countries on earth. But you'll share experiences that'll change how you read scripture. Walk the ancient temple steps. Touch the Western Wall. Sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes. The list goes on and on. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. Now listen, if you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me October 2021 and right now register worry-free. Peace of mind, guaranteed refunds up to May 8th if for any reason you want to cancel.
Join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher and travel on the Stand With Israel Tour October 27th to November 5th, 2021. Register today at theanswersandiego.com. That's theanswersandiego.com.
How do you listen to The Answer San Diego?
I downloaded the free Answer San Diego app for iPhone and Android.
I listen by clicking Listen Live at theanswersandiego.com.
I go to tunein.com or I open the TuneIn app and search The Answer San Diego.
I love using my smart speaker. All I have to say is play The Answer San Diego. And there are easy setup instructions at theanswersandiego.com.
So there certainly are a lot of ways to listen to The Answer San Diego. But don't forget, you can always find us on FM 96.1 in North County and AM 1170 in San Diego. The Answer San Diego. Streaming now on TuneIn.com and Radio.com.
All right. right, folks. Welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. This episode is brought to you by Chris Wiley, PRMI, out in Alpine, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. You need a loan? You're looking to buy a house? You're looking to refi? You need that FHA or that VA loan? He's the man to take care of you. Reach out to Chris Wiley, Primary Residential Mortgage in Alpine, PRMI.
And tell him Audrey said hi.
Yeah.
He'll remember you. He loves Casino Inn, by the way.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
We should meet him there for dinner sometime.
All you got to do is ask. And they're open for lunch, too.
Yeah, and breakfast.
And they have a really good breakfast on Saturday and Sunday. And every once in a while, Christy just gets bored, and she'll put up on Facebook, "Hey, I'm having breakfast. Come on down. Hang out with me." So I end up, "Okay, I'm coming." You know, it's like little puppies. So we've been talking a little bit about the legal ramifications as to what's going on in the big house in Sacramento. There's tons.
Our legislation.
Yeah, there's tons and tons of bills
getting introduced. We're looking at them in about a month. The bill introduction deadline will occur, and we'll know what bills are out there, and we'll look at them. We have a wonderful lobbyist. She searches the database of all the bills. And for those of you who don't know, a senator can introduce as many as 40 bills, and an assemblyman can introduce as many as 20. So if you multiply that times the 40 and the 80, 100, so it's thousands and thousands of bills. So she searches through certain
looks
areas
for keywords.
Of law.
Looks for keywords, probably.
Keywords or something similar. And she sends us a list of about 50 bills that could be of interest to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I read the little thing on every bill, and we set aside the ones that we want to watch. You know, and last year, I think we had about 10 or 12 that we were really interested in and 4 that we were super interested in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the virus came and it helped us because the bills that we didn't like just weren't important enough, and they got tossed aside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say tossed aside, does that mean into a trash can, or does that mean into a file that will be pulled out at a later date?
So what happened is the legislator who introduced the bill withheld the bill. They took it back, and they're going to introduce it again this year or next year
or whatever.
Because this year is going to be a little funny. Mm-hmm. Next year should be, in theory, back to normal. We'll see.
We'll see.
But, these bills will come back. Yeah. There's one or two bills that are going to try to close Carnegie State Vehicular Recreation Area. Carnegie is a not that big of a park, and it's between Modesto and San Francisco.
Mm.
And there's a neighbor who's a smart, wealthy guy who really has it out for the place. It's not that big. It's not that loud. It's not anything that anyone should have a problem with. It's way out in the country. But this one guy really has it out for it.
Yeah, it's kind of devastating for me. We've been watching that one. We killed it. It got died once in committee a couple years ago, but it looks like it's coming back. But to me, Carnegie has been around since the 60s or 70s. That was the place to be.
It was the place to be, even before it was a park. It was a hill climb place.
You'd climb hills. If you raced motorcycles or you had anything to do with dirt
bikes,
you knew what Carnegie was. And you weren't anything in the industry, and you weren't recognized unless you could shoot that hill.
So, you know.
And it wasn't a piano.
2 years ago, there was a bill that was going to be very hard on the place, and it went through the entire legislature, and it got to Newsom, and we asked him to veto it. State Parks asked him to veto it, and he vetoed the bill.
That was pretty amazing.
As much as you dislike someone because of their politics, like, it's a whole mixed bag, and there's usually something good. They're not complete devils. Just mostly.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, they got to make sense. And that's, to me, has always been the bottom line. If it makes sense, I have no problem which way you go. If you can prove to me why you did what you did.
Exactly.
But when it doesn't make sense, then you're an idiot.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Audrey, you're going to be doing the Rebel Rally this coming October.
Yeah.
Have we heard anything?
Yeah. What car do you want?
I can't speak right now in regards to any of that because I'm seeking vehicle sponsorship right now. So I don't want
to cut off the hand that feeds me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to cut off the hand that feeds me. So right now I am interested in every type of 4x4 vehicle that there is. There is no vehicle out there that I will not. I have made a post a while ago that it doesn't matter what it is, you put me in it and I will conquer it.
Well, let me ask you this. Smart. What's the cutoff time to getting a vehicle?
I don't know if we have a cutoff time, but it's first come, the first serve. So literally, it's who's out there first. And I know that a couple of them have already been. I know that the Bronco's already taken,
yeah.
And a couple of the other ones are already taken. Jeep's already got a couple of them in there. So, you know, I'm.
Well, my point is, if it, let's say it's March 1st or April 1st or whatever, then we need to get you down to KUSI
with the vehicle
in a complete driving suit, helmet, and no car.
Yes. Well, we've got KUSI coming up here shortly.
That is awesome. Let's
February
do that.
14th.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
With no car. Just stand there with helmet in hand.
With
you
the bushes
and,
behind you.
Yeah. We'll bring some fake trees. We'll put them on the patio. And say, guys, girls, I need a vehicle. I got a helmet.
Audrey Nicole signed up.
Remind me to send you that K1 Speed apparel.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, you need to get your outfit.
So we just, she was just hitting a helmet company up yesterday I can't believe I'm blanking out on.
Is there a new one called Fly?
Fly's
been around.
Stilo is the number one right now, it looks like.
Is she reaching
rally
out?
Ones. So she just reached out yesterday to Stilo Helmets to see if we can get a sponsored
She's
helmet
we
from
have
that.
Radio,
their rally,
TV.
Their helmets are $900 for the one that we would need for. Yeah.
Get the lightest helmet you can find. If you're going to be wearing that thing all day.
It's a rally helmet. It's specifically
made. You need a carbon fiber shell.
It'll probably have
face.
That cute little thingy.
It does,
yeah. The one little,
yeah, you can
little
talk.
Mic on it so we
I'd
can
like
hear
that
each
just
other and
wear.
Talk to each other.
I wouldn't even ride. I wouldn't even ride anything. I just wear it around.
There's no wire attached to it?
No.
Or anything?
No.
It's just that.
You never seen it? Yeah, it's really cool. It comes around, and that's where and I think you can get it on right or left side, if I'm not mistaken. You just have to request it, yeah.
Yeah. So really quickly, though, before we're running out of time, I want to make a couple of announcements.
We've got
the Tierra del Sol 4x4 clubs coming in 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, sorry, February 14th. We're going to have them on KUSI, and we're going to have them here in the studio to talk about the upcoming Desert Safari and what's going to be happening with that. I recently this week have been on the phone with several different clubs seeking support for our, we need letters of support that we can get in for our AB 232 reciprocity
bill. Yeah.
And during that, I reached out to the San Diego Off-Road Vehicle Club, Rob Cielo. And Robert Cielo is planning a desert cleanup out at Superstition. So we wanted some help with the BLM. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, of course. Here's my contact. Here's the information. This is what I would do. This is how I do it. You know, and I went back and forth with him on it. So we actually, that turned into the San Diego Off-Road Coalition teaming up for a legitimate desert cleanup. We're pulling a permit with the BLM. We're going to have it. I'm going to see if I can get some raffle prizes. So anybody who can donate raffle prizes, whatever it may be, we need it. We're going to be out at Superstition Saturday, March 20th for a desert cleanup with the Off-Road Vehicle Club. And hopefully we can get more clubs out there, more teamed up, and as many people out there as we possibly can.
Will the BLM donate a dumpster?
Sometimes
they'll do that.
I found out that their dumpsters, with them getting it, it actually comes from our fee money. And right now, the BLM's been working on Wheeler Road. I don't know if you know that they graded. All the work that they just did for grading it all out and everything just got destroyed. You couldn't even get into Wheeler Road on Tuesday this week. It was completely flooded.
Six
inches of water completely flooded it for, I don't know, 2 miles from all the rain
that
we
Tuesday.
Got
I
out
I wish
there.
I was out there Wednesday on my bike.
Yeah.
The next day, it's off the chart.
Me too. Yeah. I'd take my monkey out there, man. I'd be flying through there.
Oh, your
my
monkey
with my little fat tires, with my little fatty tires.
So fun.
State Farm called me up and she goes, okay. Because I said, think I should insure it? Well, yeah.
Yes.
Before you pick it up. I said, it's in my garage. He says, all right, tell me how many miles are on it. One. That's what I told her. One. She says, okay, I think you're okay. All right.
Miles,
well, so now you're not going to be here next week. You're going to call in from?
From Glen Helen Raceway. Cal okay. VMX is on the REM track.
Cal Vintage Motocross.
So I'm riding a Mako and a Honda.
Mm-hmm. Will you tell Frank to get in touch with me so I can get you knuckleheads back to KUSI?
I'll be glad to.
To help promote it, because I can't tell you how many, you know, the Ron Radigans of the world. You know Ron? I know Ron extremely well. Oh, yeah, from Elkhorn Ford. Yeah, he is he's just a crazy nut as I am.
Trying to get me in a what do you call those vans?
Well, maybe we can get Frank out this week.
I bought a Sprinter, but he does the
become
the
a member of the San Diego Off-Road Coalition. We work off of our memberships, $25 annual fee.
Yep.
Gets us where we need to be and what we're doing here. So
and a sticker.
Become a sponsorship, get us some raffle prizes, come in on the radio, cool. Spend some time
and
with
black
us.
Sticker.
Yeah.
And a sticker.
Yeah, it would be great.
All right. This is FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.